Hello, everyone. Welcome to the archive. This is DJ EJ, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Glad to have you all listening here tonight. DJ Hank and DJ Mandy B are both in the building.
Present as usual.
DJ Mandy B.
She slouched.
Would you like
chair.
To announce your presence?
What's up?
Thank you. So I guess we'll just get straight into the music as per usual. This first song I have tonight is by a band called Ought.
Thank you.
All right, that was called Men for Miles, if you couldn't figure that out. And the artist is Ott, and that is from their newest album, which is 2015's Sun Coming Down. I like them a lot. They definitely have a lot of, like, Talking Heads influence, or, like, that 70s post-punk new wave kind of thing. I like them a lot. All right, this next song that I have for you all is a shorter one, but is going to be followed by a much longer one, and it is by Yola Tango. Enjoy.
Thank you. all expect the worst. It works just like a knee. Present company, excluded in the night. Present company, included in the fight.
Okay, that first song you heard there was Shadows by Yola Tango from their 1997 album I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One. And the one you just heard was Dance Yourself Clean by LCD Sound System from their 2010 album This Is Happening. That song is kind of special to me because my band in high school used to always play that song, or we played it like two or three times, but that was a lot. We used to play it at the extended lunches that my high school had, and it was a real crowd pleaser. And we like handed out percussion instruments to the audience and had them participate, and it was just a really fun experience. And also, now that I'm thinking about it, I just realized that both Yola Tango and LCD Sound System hail from New Jersey, which is where I also come from, so that's kind of neat. Yeah, so I guess that about wraps up my portion here on the archive tonight. I've been DJ EJ, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And while we switch over to another DJ, I'm just gonna pop on a quick PSA.
Quiz: which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Hello, this is DJ Hank.
Stop breathing so heavily into the mic.
Why?
Because it's creepy.
My DJ voice.
No, it's not. It's creepy.
Sorry. This is DJ. I think I made that joke last week.
You make the same jokes every time.
We did the exact same thing.
Yeah, no.
Nothing changes on the archive, actually.
No. Okay.
Nothing.
What do you have coming up?
I got some nice, like, folk music kind of stuff.
Wow,
like,
ooh, shocker.
Nice. Some old stuff, too. Not necessarily folk. I actually found a town song that I hadn't played that was one of my favorites, so I tossed that baby on there.
Wow.
So be expecting some of that good stuff. There's a particular note in this song that I really enjoy. There's also a particular note in the Dylan song that I'm going to play that I particularly enjoy. I'm all about that, like, one, I guess, quintessential note in a song that just, like, really hits that rift, I guess. Anyways, I'm getting glares from the other two DJs, so I will...
I did no such thing.
...be quiet and play some tunes. Hope you guys enjoy.
When I was young, younger than before, I never saw the truth hanging. Strong.
DJ Hank, who was that?
That was some Nick Drake that DJ EJ suggested that I listen to because my obsession with Towns, and he was like, yeah, I feel like this guy kind of would...
At times.
Suit. Yeah, yeah, at times, for sure. It's kind of got that, like, mellow, like, almost depressed sound to it.
Not almost.
Yeah. Yeah. The dude was a very...
It's kind of depressed, but, like, at peace with it, almost.
Yeah, I totally agree. I feel like that's a lot of
that whole album, folk music. Pink Moon, is like that.
Yeah, I gotta actually listen to that whole thing. I've only heard a couple songs from it.
I think Controller was his top single, probably.
Boo.
That's the one I heard on the radio.
Yeah, I just turned off your mic. I turned it back
that's
on.
That's disrespectful.
I don't know what that is.
You're a rude person.
I don't know what that is.
I don't think you need one. Catch Henry at the McDonald's on Dorset Avenue.
Yes, please, please do. Anyways, this next one is a pretty famous song, I feel like. So, hope you guys enjoy.
Oh, yeah, some Bob.
No, this is not Linkin Park. This is Bob Dylan.
Linkin Park.
Yeah, it actually is. No, just kidding. It is Bob Dylan.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby. Even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby. It'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. But don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, baby. The light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby. I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. So it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I am told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Going.
Shh. All right, so that was Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. And actually, I'm going to have to hand it to DJ EJ because apparently he had already played that on the archive some months ago.
Boo.
I didn't even realize.
Repetitive.
So he gets.
I could have made this playlist so far.
Yeah, he gets first credits on that song and on the Nick Drake song. Wow.
Yep.
Oof. Well, this next one I discovered for myself, so, which is a rarity.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, we'll see. DJ EJ is going to be like, yeah, you know, I actually played that. I actually birthed singing that song, so.
I actually just played that song, like, tonight, and I don't know why you didn't notice it.
I actually wrote that song. Ghost wrote it.
It wasn't funny the first time.
I kind of thought that one was kind of funny.
It wasn't.
You're like a critic, you
Colin,
know? I don't see you
if
making.
If it wasn't
I don't
funny,
see you
Colin,
making any funny jokes.
Colin.
Really killing the vibe here.
Colin.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed this next one. This is some Jackson C. Frank. Anyways, DJ EJ, have you heard of that artist?
Can't say I have.
All right. There you go. This is a DJ Hank new song, I guess. Specialty? I don't know. All right. I'll stop rambling.
Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same. Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me and room service, honey. Me and room service, babe. Me and room service, well, we're living a life of sin. When I'm not drinking, baby, you are on my mind. When I'm not sleeping, honey. When I ain't sleeping, mama, when I'm not sleeping, you know you'll find me crying. Try another city, baby, another town, wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone. Wherever I have gone, the blues come following down. Living is a gamble, baby. Loving's much the same. Wherever I have played, whenever I throw them dice, wherever I have played, the blues have run the game. Maybe tomorrow, honey, someplace down the line, I'll wake up older, so much older, mama, I'll wake up older. And I'll just stop all my trying. Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same.
So that one was Blues Run the Game.
That was pretty.
It was pretty. I like that song.
I liked that.
Thank you. A rare compliment from DJ Mandy B.
Played
ever?
I guess.
Better than What Do You Want Me to Say by the Dismemberment Plan?
I'm gonna have to say that was a really nice song.
Thank you.
I can't say I know.
The MVP.
I can't say I know the Jackson C. Frank version of that, but Paul Simon did do a cover of it.
And I also think that
a bonus track on Sounds of Silence.
Oh, interesting. John Mayer also did a cover, I want to say.
Really?
I think so. When I googled the lyrics to that, just to like confirm that there wasn't anything bad in it, I saw a cover by John Mayer, so I'm assuming that he did it. I didn't listen to it.
That'd be interesting.
You could check it out.
I bet it was good. He's one of the best artists of our generation.
Really?
Yep, he used to be. Until he decided he wanted to be Johnny Depp.
They do have this similar name.
Yeah, no, so he can go ahead and do that.
Yep.
What else do you got for us, Hank?
I got one final song. Little Towns Van Zandt.
Right. 21 Pilots, yep. Gotcha.
The second most overused joke in
21 Pilots has never been brought up.
Yeah, I mean, saying like a bad or whatever, a different band from what you're gonna play. Like, oh, this is gonna be some Linkin Park, and then play it. I'm calling us out. I'm calling the archive out on our repetitive jokes.
So let's hear some Towns Van Zandt.
Yes, all right. Here is some Towns Van Zandt. Listen for the wonderful note. You'll know which one it is.
Why does she sing her sad songs? For me, I'm not the one to tenderly bring her soft sympathy. I've just begun to see my way clear, and it's plain if I stop, I will fall. I can lay down a tear for pain, just a tear, and that's all. What does she want me to do? She says that she knows that moments are rare. I suppose that it's true. Then on she goes to say I don't care. All she knows that I do. Maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? She'd like to think I was cruel, but she knows that's a lie, for I would be no more than a two if I allowed her to cry all over me. All my sorrow is real, even though I can't change my plans. She could see how I feel, and I know that she'd understand. Or does she actually think I'm to blame? Does she really believe that some word of mine could relieve all her pain? Can't she see that she grieves just because she's been blindly deceived by her shame? Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? Thank you.
Oh, but nothing's what it seems. Maybe she'll start someday to realize if she abandons her dreams, then all the words she can say are only lies. Oh, when will she see that the gain is only to lose? All that she offers me are her chains, and I got to refuse. Oh, but it's only to herself that she's lied. She likes to pretend there's something that she should defend with her pride. And I don't intend to stand here and be the friend from whom she must hide. Maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. Who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song.
That was For the Sake of the Song by Towns.
And basically smell the pizza.
Yes. I have a sort of pizza playlist. I make pizza every Friday, and I listen to music like that and participate in activities.
Are you inviting the listeners of the archive over to your house for pizza and Towns
on
Friday?
It's very delicious. It is. It is. All right. Up next will be Mandy B with her playlist. Hope you guys enjoy.
Hi, Mandy B.
Sup?
Wow, Henry, that was a really good hype introduction.
It was a hype introduction. I'm your hype man.
I appreciate it. You follow me around and just get the crowd lit wherever I go.
Yep. That would be good to have.
Well, this is a DJ, Mandy.
Alright, that's where you get cut off.
In the booth.
Alright, friends. Well, today I thought to myself, well, not today, but as I was making this playlist, I thought to myself, have DJ EJ and DJ Hank ever played a female artist?
I have.
And I looked back on the playlist for a few weeks back, and there weren't really any. So
I played a song with a female vocalist tonight.
I had Julian Baker. Is that her name?
Julian?
Yeah. Julian Breaker? Baker?
Julian Baker.
So I said, well, we get a lot of male vocals on this station, so why don't we change it up? Throw my playlist. What are you chuckling at, Henry?
Nothing.
What are you chuckling at?
Nothing. I was going to say, don't assume their genders.
I can confidently say that all of these people are female identifying and have proclaimed that for themselves. If you would like to continue to trivialize matters such as gender identity, then you can do that somewhere else, but I won't tolerate that. You feel good about yourself? You thought that was funny?
I mean, considering you've made that joke a million times.
Oh, I've made that joke.
Have.
That's interesting. I think that's from you and your
so
locker room talk.
Yep.
Yeah, change the subject now that you got yourself into this mess. Anyway, we are winding down to the end of the hour here, so we will get started. Also, all of these fall in the alternative pop, indie pop genre, just because I also wanted to diversify the genres we hear here on the archive.
I love Taylor Swift.
You can get a little taste of something different. So, without further ado, please enjoy. This is off of Lord's Melodrama, which has probably been played by me alone over 80 times this week. It is a phenomenal album, and she's very talented, and I love her. Enjoy.
A couple rebel top gun pilots flying with nowhere to be. Ooh. Don't know you super well, but I think that you might be the same as me. Behave abnormally. Let's let things come out of the woodwork. I give you my best, I tell you all my best lies. Yeah, awesome, right? So let's let things come out of the woodwork. I give you my best, I tell you all my best lies. See me rolling, showing someone else love. Dancing with our shoes off, no, I think you're awesome, right?
drive, but he can hardly see. Ooh.
We'll end up painted on the roof, red and chrome, all the broken glass sparkling. I guess we're partying.
So let's let things come out of the woodwork. I give you my best, I tell you all my best lies. See me rolling, showing someone else love. Hands into your t-shirt, though I think you're awesome, right?
Our rules, our dreams, we're blind. Blowing shit up with homemade dynamite. Our friends, our drinks, we get inspired. Blowing shit up with homemade dynamite. Blowing shit up with homemade dynamite.
Homemade Dynamite by Lord. As I said earlier, off of her new album, Melodrama, which seems to be getting rave reviews. Is what legal?
Homemade Dynamite?
I don't know. You tell me. You look like you make some. Sus boy.
I can't confirm or deny that.
See?
The sus boy.
You heard it here first. Can't confirm or deny it, which means he did it. It's a story of OJ.
It's a good song.
It is. I'm going to play it. That segues in. No, I'm kidding.
Jay-Z's new album was really good. I hyped it up last week, and it's actually really, really, really good, so y'all should check it out. Moonlight, one of my favorite songs off the album.
You should check out Lord's new album, which you just heard some of. It got best new album from Pitchfork, and they're reliable because they hate J. Cole and love everything Radiohead does.
That's not false. They also love Kanye.
They do.
Anyways.
Next up, we'll be moving into Paramore, because their new album took a very different sound from the teen emo, grunge, punk, pop punk rock that we all used
thought
to love.
I was
going to
get into my middle school days.
can I remember anything you say when the streets are talking? Yeah, they call my name, and I walk a little further. I could go all day, and the trees are reaching, pointing out the way.
First one was Rose Colored Boy by Paramore. Again, that was on their new album After Laughter, which is a huge departure from what their sound has traditionally been like.
I can't say I'm too familiar with how they sounded before, and I know I've heard read in a bunch of places that they really changed it up, but I am still kind of in disbelief that that's Paramore.
Henry, any thoughts?
I was also in disbelief that that was Paramore. Mm-hmm. And I also surprisingly didn't listen to Paramore. I was into these other sort of like middle school-esque bands, but not Paramore.
Interesting. The one that just ended was End of Town by Middle Kids. They are from Australia, and they just released that on their EP, and I'm digging it. So I really hope that they release a full-length album sometime. Is there anything you'd like to share with the class? Why are you whispering off the record?
I don't know. DJ EJ headset, is this Stevie Nicks? I'm guessing that was a joke.
It was.
I mean, did it sound like Stevie Nicks?
DJ Hank missing another joke.
You thought that was Stevie Nicks?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
You thought that was the woman that brought us the hits. with Fleetwood Mac and maybe as a single solo artist.
My question is, are they called the Middle Kids because every member of the band has like an older sibling and a younger sibling, or did they just choose the name?
It's a good question.
Yeah, so when I acquired their social security number and did background checks on all of them.
Can we please, can the listeners of the archive?
I mean, I'm just saying here.
Always bringing up the old social security number.
Way to get that type of information.
Yeah. We have 3 more minutes left in the archive.
3 minutes left on what station is this in?
91.5, Medford, WMFO, Tufts Reform Radio.
Great. Well, I'm going to send you out on a sad note then. Lana Del Rey. Felt like I couldn't have alternative pop female vocalist without having her, because she's kind of the face of it slash a very controversial figure.
Would you call her the woman?
Could say that.
The elderly really like her because she evokes a lot of 50s flair, so that's something I always find entertaining. But anyway, this is probably one of her best known songs, and like all of them, it sounds sad. So have a good night, have a great summer,
see you
and
next
enjoy
week.
Lana Del Rey.
Kiss me hard before you go. Summertime sadness. I just wanted you to know that baby, you're the best. I got my red dress.